So the same Zerachakosu implies that the Tomei Midarach Rechaiko also is not Mufke of the Mitzvah of Matzah, because both are Poter, of Kompesa. So we don't need a special posik for Tomei Midarach Rechaiko. So why do the Torah say Midarach Matzah? Obviously to tell us that even Mizman Azeh, when there is no Kompesa altogether. So there is still a chiyuv of matzah. So the question is now, how can Rabbi Yehuda say that be'er of tichlum matzis is needed for talking to the rechiko? So, we cannot learn out from that. The halacha that matzah is chayvo. But why should we need a special posik? We already have the posik that boyu ineich lavi matzah moreh. So that zeras akosuf is also zeras akosuf ligabe tomi darachay. So Rabbi Yehuda ksiv behayu, ksiv behayu. So mimele, we need a special posik. Actually, if the Torah mentioned one posik, ligabe or lembeneich, so we should know that ligabe tomid arachik holds. So why does the Torah mention both? So. So why does the Torah have to mention separately in connection with all and also separately in connection with Tomei Derechaiko? So that means that we cannot learn out. That we cannot learn out from that matzah is mazeh. So we need a special posik that matzah mazeh is also a thing. So, see behind your benech or see tom shel erachik and the matzah. Baal gam moti al benech. You can't eat the chakei she we keep a chik. Umikoyach in the tuve. So Rashi was bothered by Kashi. The other psukim. So after we quiz, why can't we learn out that matzah bizman hazeh is a chivo from all the other psukim? So because these psukim shibas yomim matzah techivu do not imply a chivo of any matzah, they only imply a niser of chometz. Lo inafku et viyis chivo, the handle of chivonim elo matzah yochel v'lo chometz. So in other words, it's a niser esek. No chiyuv of matz. V'imrot so vizin shalom mechomet, shalom mechomet, shalom mechomet, v'teida do bikuleksi, eshivas hayom, v'chivas matze, eine yalolai lo arish, v'yafim v'fen bas, avol ma'lukho, nafkulo mechivas laylo, horish, but from the posik of the sechol of chomet, Shivas Yomim, Teichalolov, Matzeis, so we learn out Chivo, Bismaze. Viteida, the Bikulitze Shivas Yomim, is Matzeil Lailo Vishnu. Aru Mahukho, Nafko Chivas Lailo Vishnu. Mahukho, the Posik of Teichalolov Chomet, Shivas Yomim, Teichalolov Matzeis. Nafko Chivas Lailo Vishnu. Midichsiv Lekei Shigabi Pesach. Udichsiv Teichalolov Matzeis. So, how do we know that this posik, this hekesh of the sechol of chomet shivas yomim tichlum matzis, tells us that there is a chivo bizman hazeh Pesach night? After all, it says shivas yomim tichlum of matzis, so we should say the same thing that we say in regard to the other psuki, where the Torah mentions shivas yomim, that it doesn't mention, it's not expressive of a chiyuv of eating matzah, but it's expressive of a nisareseh, of eating chomet. So how is it that in this posik, Even though, so this pasuk tells us a chayva avin matzah Pesach, not in the first night of Pesach, but this pasuk too mentions all the 7 days, and there is no chayva of all the 7 days. So Rashi says, even though this pasuk also mentions this pasuk of the Hekesh, also mentions Shivas Yomim, L'seichel of Chometz, Shivas Yomim Teichel of Matzah. So obviously the Shivas Yom Tichel of Matzah is expressive of a Nisarese of Chometz, not of a Chiva of eating Matzah, because the other days of Pesach, so if he doesn't want to eat anything, so he can eat other things, I mean not grain, neither Chometz nor Matzah. So the Shivas, true that the Shivas Yom Tichel of Matzah is expressive of a Nisarese, but it is expressive of two things, of an Isarese and of a Chiyuvese. So insofar as the Isarese is concerned, so it has reference to all the 7 days. Insofar as the Chiyuvese is concerned, so it is limited only to the first night of Pesach. How do we know that? Because we say how all of Chometz, Shivas Yomim Teichal, all of Matzahs. What does it mean when we say how all of Chometz? All of, and that, and on Kom Pesach. And Kom Pesach. So in other words, we say all of and Akovas Kom Pesach Chometz. That is, Erev Pesach. Lacha Chatzis. Shivas Yomim Teichal, all of Matzahs. So just as the all of, in the first step of the process, has reference to the Kom Pesach, so the all of the second half of the pasuk also has reference to Kom Pesach, but the all of in the first half of the pasuk has reference to Hakovas Kom Pesach. That's Erev Pesach Lachatzis. The all of in the second half of the pasuk has reference to Achilas Kom Pesach. When does Achilas Kom Pesach take place? Pesach night. So Mimele, true that even this pasuk is expressive of a Nisarese or Chometz. But in addition to the Isarese of Chometz, that cover, that is coextensive with all the 7 days of Pesach, there is another halacha mentioned in this pasuk that is limited only to the first night of Pesach. How do we know that it is limited only to the first, that the chivo is limited only to the first night of Pesach? After all, the pasuk says Shivas Yomim, because the pasuk says Olav. So the chivo of Teichal, that's only Olav. What Olav? I'm the Achilas Kom Pesach. So the first Olav means I'm the Akrobe of the Kom Pesach. The second Olav in the Pasuk means the Achil of the Kom Pesach. Avol Maruko Nafko Chivas Lalo Mish Midichsiv Lekeish Gabi Pesach Umidichsiv Teichol Olav. What do you mean Olav? Ala Pesach, Ala Achilas Pesach. Olav Matzos Ki Pesach Lalo Mish Afer Keish Shaloi Bizman Pesach Lalo Mishenu. ואנה קשר כי בחיבו במעזה ואנה אולוב למימרו דקבי הסחיבו so ואנה קשר וכי בחיבו במעזה ואנה אולוב למימרו דקבי הסחיבו דה קשר לב לכל שימו so if not for the second אולוב so then I would say that the חיבו is also 7 days but since the Torah says אולוב the second Olav. So what does Olav mean? Al Achilas Kom Pesach. And that's the first night of Pesach. So in other words, so we see that Rashi was my opinion. And Rashi emphasized something. La Fuke of a certain Shite, that later on turned out to be the Shite Sakor, but they are the Shemi, who have the same Shite. And Rashi is negating that Shite. This is the reason as to why Rashi, not in accordance with his Derech, was married for himself. He never is marked because the Goyin Shiti is and the other Shemi, you'll find it in several Shemi, that they say the same thing, that there is a Kiyuma Mitzvah, there is a Kiyuma Mitzvah of Matzeh Kolshim. Kolshim, there is a Kiyuma Mitzvah of Matzeh, the Goyin says. And the other Shemi will say that. But Rashi says explicitly the contrary. He says, Shivas Yomim Matzis Techeiru. It's no mitzvah. It's only an Isser. An Isser. Not to eat Chometz. But the Goyen Shite is that this is also a mitzvah. Now, usually it is assumed that according to the Goyen, so, Be'erev Techul Matzah is the mitzvah chiyum. And Shivas Yomim Techul Matzah is the chiyum, is a mitzvah chiyum. That's it, but I don't think that this is the pshat in the Goyen. Because, Monefshech, if the posik of Shivas Yomim Matzah is the chiyum, is not expressive merely of an Isar Ese, as Rashi says here, but it's expressive of a mitzvah. So how can we say it's only mitzvah kiyumis? The Torah says, matzah is the chayul, ye shall eat. So how can it be mitzvah kiyumis? So it's an imperative. But the net result is the same, but theoretically there is a difference, you see. There are certain mitzvahs that essentially they are mitzvah kiyumis, not mitzvah chayulis. Not mitzvah chayulis. For example, now the halacha is that if a kohen, he happens to be in the Misaknesis, when he's called to Duchen, and he doesn't go after Duchen, so he's in battle Neset Arayis, Ketzivol. But the halacha is also that if he was Neset cup of once that day, so he's not Mechuyev anymore to Duchen again. However, it's only shame point now. He's not Mechuyev. So let's say he dumped in one minyan, and then he duchened, and then there is another minyan. So he's not mevakel and eser raise if he doesn't duchen again. But if he does duchen again, so he's mikayim mitzvah. That's an example of a mitzvah giyumis. It's an example of a mitzvah giyumis. But let's say tzitzis, when someone puts on a telescope or a talis. So you can also say he's not mechuyev to put on a telescope. Only if he puts on it, vege, shalar bakamfes, he's mechuyev to put in tzitzis. And if he puts it on a vege shalar bakamfes without tzitzis, so he's mevatel nesed arayis. But if he doesn't put on any vege shalar bakamfes, so he's not mevatel anything. Suppose someone puts on an shalar bakamfes, he's mitayim a mitzvah. So, but you couldn't say that tzitzes is a mitzvah kiyumis. Tzitzes is exclusively a mitzvah kiyumis. It's never a mitzvah kiyumis. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. But it is still true that one is not mechuyev to put on a day with a raise, to put on a bigger shalav kamfes. Why? Because the mitzvah of the chiyuv of Oslo and tzitzes of kamfes does not imply that he's mechuyev to put on a talis or tzitzes. It only implies that if he puts on a baguette of other comforts, he has to have tzitzis in that. But when he does put on a baguette with four comforts, so then he becomes mechuyev to have tzitzis. So Mimele is mikayim in mitzvah, not in mitzvah chiyumis. He's mikayim in mitzvah chiyumis. But it's contingent upon the levishe of a baguette of other comforts. But once there is a levishe, then he becomes mechuyev. So it's never a mitzvah kiyumis, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. So you can say it's a mitzvah kiyumis. So apparently, according to the Goy, it's not in the Goy holds that the Shivas Yomim Matzis Techeilu is a mitzvah kiyumis. No, it's a mitzvah kiyumis, Shivas Yomim Matzis Techeilu. But whereas according to Rashi, Shivas Yomim Matzis Loi Chometz Techeilu, so it's only Nisarese, there is no chiyum in kiyum. So according to the Goy, so there is a mitzvah of Be'erev Techul Matzis. The Torah tells us whether you want to eat grain or you don't want to eat grain. So you are mechuyev to eat matzah, even if you want to fast altogether. But you are mechuyev to eat matzah the first night of faith. Then there is another mitzvah. Shivas Yomim Matzis Techayul. So it's like the mitzvah of Asukei Shteish Shivas Yomim. So the first night is mechuyev to eat kazayis. But the other nights and the other day and the days, so if he doesn't want to eat all any pass, so he doesn't have to eat in the sukkah. If he wants to eat, if he wants to drink just water, so he doesn't have to, or to eat peire, so he doesn't have to eat in the sukkah. But if he wants to eat, if he eats pass, he's mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. אין דפיניץ פעס נח לסיגה, היא זמבטה אלו מיצס עשד רייסה. So, the same way, there is a mitzvah of Shivas Yom Matzis Tefeit. So, Memele, if he wants to eat Pas, so he's mechuyev to eat Matzah. And Memele, when he does eat Matzah, Kol Shiva Yomim is mekayim a mitzvah. But it's not that he's mekayim a mitzvah kiyumis, according to the Kohen. He's mekayim a mitzvah kiyumis. So then you'll ask, so why is he there a bracha? So that's a kash. So there should be a bracha after all, and tzitzis, there is a bracha. Even though the chiyuv is contingent upon the levishe of the beggar, so that's a kash, according to the Kohen. Anyway, but I don't think that the Goyen shita is that Shivas Yom Matzis Techeilu implies a Mitzvah Yomis. It's also a Mitzvah Yomis. But it's a Mitzvah Yomis that is contingent upon the Achille of the 5 minutes. So in other words, if he doesn't want to eat the 5 pass, if he doesn't want to eat pass, so then he wants to eat potatoes. So then there is no Achille for him to eat pass. But if he wants to eat pass, then he's Mechuyev to eat what kind of pass? Matzah pass. Matzah, and it's the kind of mitzvah. Alright. So, but Rashi Shita is not like that. Rashi Shita is that there is no mitzvah in 7 days of Pesach. There is no kira mitzvah. Alright. So the Gemara say, now let's see, there's another Rashi here. Very important Rashi. It's Machlokes Rashi and Ramatam. Or Shevei say Ochiv Machmas Mila Benelecho Mishenisnakho Masov Yosef Sheva Shamayim Viloi Lechol Atech. So first of all, we see Rashi is Shite that is Chilik and the other Shemi in two halachos, in respect to halachos. First of all, in regard to Ohr. So Rashi Shita is that Kolor Meichel Vein, so has reference in to an Ohr Eilu, Shem Meitzi Ochet Machmas Mir. And the same Machlochel for Rashi, the same thing applies according to Rashi to Trumo. An Ohr Eil cannot eat Trumo, so even an Ohr Eil, Shem Meitzi Ochet Machmas Mir, who Al-Kedin is potter, not only is potter of Kores, he's not mechuyev to be mal himself because there is pekuach nefesh. So he's also osar to partake of a korban pesach and to eat of trum. Mashenkin Rabbetam is chilek, and Rabbetam shite nivomes is that the witch all is not allowed to eat trumo or korban pesach, only an orel that is mechuyev in Milan. This, in other words, if he has the Shem Chete in the Avalion of Orel, but if he's an Onus, he does not have the Shem Chete in the Avalion of Orel, so he is Mutar Lechol Mitrume, and he's not Oseh Lechol Mekom Pesach, according to Rabbetam. So that's one sheet of Rashi, that is Chelik Rabbetam. Now, then, in regard to Beneicho, so Rashi is Chelik Anom Reshe, Beneicho. Now, so Beneicho has reference to two gavas. It has reference to a goy, a real goy. So there it means, it doesn't mean that the goy, it doesn't mean that the goy is also a part of the compass. A Yisroel is not allowed to be machil a goy, the compass. So that's, but Benecha also has reference to Yisroel Muma. So insofar as Yisroel Muma is concerned, so the Yisroel is on the Yisroel Muma itself. Of course, it's true that if a Yisroel who is not a Mumer will be Machir, a Yisroel Mumer of Yisroel Kom Pesach, so also be a Mumer, in the same way as Yisroel is Machir to Yigul Mamesh. So he's a Yisroel. But insofar as Yisroel Mumer is concerned, so he himself is Muzer and Lav of Bnei Chalichu. So according to all Rishenim, what does Bnei Chalichu mean? A Mumer of Hatere Kuvah. A mumel chater ekur. As a matter of fact, the Likutei Halachos and Psochim has a topic whether in Chalshavit Mefahesye, not in mumel al Mizore, so is Michlal in the love of Benecha. From my father, the family of Baruch, I heard, my father mentioned Rais, I don't remember the Rais, that this love of kol ben ich al yechol bei, so I mean in according to all the shemim with its reference to mumal amizore, but it's not based upon the din of mumal chater kolay. It's peculiar to mumal amizore, so chazal vahesye is not the mumal amizore. Where it's a question of mumal chater kolay, then chazal vahesye mumal chater kolay, mumal amizore mumal chater kolay. But here it's not based upon the shemim al chater kolay. It's based upon the fact that he is a mumal avrizor. But when the kuta aloches of tzayim, kuta aloches am psochim, he has a sochim. But according to the shemi, it certainly does not apply to a mumal gavarecho. Let's say someone is a mumal avrizor and veilas leito gavarecho. So according to the shemi, except Rashi, he's certainly not in Michal, in the lab of Chubben Eichel Eichel. Mashiach in Rashi is Chedek. Rashi in several places in Gemara, and Rashi in Spain, and Chumash emphasizes that. Several times on Chumash emphasizes. Bein Rikabi Orel and Bein Rikabi Ben Eichel. So, Rashi emphasizes. So he says, Ben Eichel, Mishen Yisnakhu, Masov, Lohor, Yishem, Shemayim, Vilui Lechol Atere. He doesn't mean below the Chalatera that he mumal Chalatera kol, he can become Pesach. That wouldn't make sense. He means not dafke mumal Chalatera. Even if he is not a mumal Chalatera, if he's just a mumal Dovarecho, so he still cannot particularly become Pesach. In other words, a mumal Dovarecho, mumal Dovarecho cannot particularly become Pesach on the score of Korban Eichel Eichel Bei. And Rashi and Chumash says that Orel has to have reference to Mitzvah Machzor Milah, because if it's a Mumal Aleles, Harei Bechlal Ben Eichel. That's Rashi Shite. That even Mumal Dovarecho is Michlal in the lab of Kol Orel, I mean Korban Eichel Eichel. All right.
Shir Nindal, 55th Shir of Sachim.
The second line from the end of Dawn. The Gemara mentioned here, Mutanoi. Now, Rebbe says that there is a lot of the Ramesh for Achil and Anoy, Lifnei's money, and Lachas money, not only Teir's money. Reb Shimon says, there is love only Teir's money, and then there is Kores, of course. But Lifnei's money, Erev Pesach Lachas says, Lachas money, there is no love for Achil and Anoy. And then Rabbi Isaac really is the biggest maker. And he says that Chometz is Mutab Anoy, even on Pesach itself. Chometz is mutav anoy if man pesach itself. Now, then there is a machleket reshein. According to Reb Shimon, that there is no lach in chometz with kedem zmane. Is there a nisa deraisa v'achile? So Teitzves and Rosh and Ramban, they all say that Reb Shimon is made that chometz erev pesach lach chatzeitz is osa v'achile mitraisa. Why? Because the Torah says Tashpisu, is Tashpisu means Shaloi Kidra Hanosom, Shaloi Alvi Achille. So Mimele, the Tashpisu itself, besides the essay of Ashbose, it implies a Niser essay of Achille. Is it? The Balamoya is Chele. And the Balamoya says that Midaraitse, according to Rav Shimon, not only is it Muter to eat Chometz, Erev Pesach Lachatzeitz. He's Mikhail Mimitzu of Tashbisu with the eating. He's Mikhail Mimitzu of Tashbisu according to Rabbonin of Rabiud. I mean, according to Rav Shimon and Rabbonin of Rabiud, that Bio Chometz does not have to be Dafke al-Day Israel. So he's Mikhail Mimitzu. But Rabbonin is also Erev Pesach. So then, how about Anoe? So, except for the Ram, so even those of Shem, like Teitzves and the Rosh, Tesis in the Rosh and the Ramban, that who say that it's also a Alibi de Rafshile, it's also a Bachile, a piece of a Hatzis in the Reise, Mitzah, Mitzah, Reser, Tashbisu, but they are no yet, they are made that it's not also a Reise. And the Rosh it is that it's even with the Rabbonim it's not also. But the other Rishayim say that with the Rabbonim it is also a Ramban, says the Ramban and the Balito say that with the Rabbonim it is also. But the Rosh it is that even with the Rabbonim it's not also a Ramban. Then the sheet of the Rani is that not only is it also with the Rais and Bachile, according to Rav Shimon, but it's in Moser, Ba'anoye with the Rais. So he says, where is that Isra'anoye implicit? In Tashbis, so it's an Isra'es. In other words, since the Torah says Tashbis, and how, so you ask, how does Tashbisu imply an Isra'es of Anoye? So he says, because Tashbisu implies not only Hashbose like Sreife or Peel Zero Ruach. Tashbisu also implies a Hashbose to Bittul. What does Bittul mean? Bittul means he shouldn't care for it. He regards it like the dust of the earth. Now, so if he has Anoye, so it's certainly inconsistent with Bittul, I mean. So then the Bittul is lip service if he has Anoye. But, so you could say that the Pshat in the Rani is not that Tashbiso implies an Isareser Anoye. Only, but he has Navir de Raise, if he has Anoye, from Chome, Tzerapis Lachatzos, because that is Mivatil the Bittul. Because what does Bittul mean? Bittul is not lip service, it means that Bintzies in his heart, he regards it and he treats it as dust. Now, what does not happen? Hanoye from dust, and if it does have Hanoye from dust, so then treating Chomes like dust is not Bittul. When we say Gafre Ve'alme, it means that I am not interested in deriving any benefit. So you could say that the Pshat in the Ran is that Hanoye involves an Avera de Raise, Hanoye Antis Lachatzeis, because since he's Mechuyev to be Mivatel, and if he was Mivatel. So what does Mivatel mean? That he has no regard for it, but if he has Anoye, so it means that he has a regard. He says he has no regard for Bintzies. He has a regard. So mainly, the Zavira is the Sheval Taise, because the Bittul becomes Bittul. You could say that. But from the washing of the Ram, it's Mashma, that it's not only that it's Mivatel the Bittul. Since Tashbisu implies a chiyuv asei of being mevate, and Hanoye is inconsistent with Bittul, so mainly it implies a niserese of Hanoye. That's how it's much. So first I mentioned the sheet of the Rambam, that the Kodesh of Shimon, so it's also Bachil Midraise, it's like Nisares of Tashbis. But Hanoye, it's only in some level. Believe me, the Rav Shimon Ana. Now this Ana is a Navov in Sochim, the Chidushi Arana on Navov in Sochim. Believe me, the Rav Shimon Ana, Chomet, Mishay Shoyis, Ulmaiwa, Osav, Nanoye, Nateir. The way the Rav Shimon mitzvahs hashbose, the amrinon the bittul ba'al esag, umau bittul ze, shinitzen umrinu legamre, vishayetz rekim vuya, vim atein yoshi rashoi lehem eisrenu, holy is batel etzriko. So you could say, in other words, is not the kind, the mitzvah of tashbisu, in other words, the hanoye, once he has hanoye, so it's mevatel, the bittul. They chose that the bittul was just lip service. He was not. It is not easy. It was never this battle really. But then he says, Ulificho, Mikiben Shoma, Akosuk Tajbisu, Echo Disarachila, Echo Disarachila, Echo Disarachila, Echo Disarachila, Echo Disarachila, And then he says, when the Gemara says, Mishor Shosav Achille, Osav Anoy Asav Mitalekame, Lav Nemeim Lebo Gavshin and Mitzav Achille, Mitzav Achille. But the Gemara means that according to here, Mishor Shosav Achille, Osav Anoy, it means that there is an Isalav of Achille. So, the Isalav of Achille, and Osav Anoy, that's all. According to Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Shimon, there is no Lav, neither in Achille, nor in Anoy. Alright, so we have various sheets. Alright, now, now this mission that says with which year does it accord? So Rabbi Yehuda Shiti is there is a lab deraisa of chometz lachar haPesach. So if chometz shomochi lachar haPesach, it should be also banoye. Just like Chomet Shal Nochri B'Pesach itself, here Rabbi Yehuda Chomet Shtome Kona, after the Noch. So why do we need to say that Chomet Shal Nochri Shom Ola Pesach is the Kabbalah? V'Yir Rabbi Shimon, so there is no Yisar of Chomet Lachar HaPesach. So if Chomet Shal Yisroel Lachar HaPesach is the Kabbalah. Now Yisroel Nami Mishra Yisroel. V'Yir Rabbi Yisar, really? So why do we Chomets leachar haPesach. After it tells me, "Now we should go shor banu." Rabbi Yisis read the whole thing of this Aranoy of Chomets. Omer Rabbi Yaakov. So here we have a very strange sheet of Rashi. I mean, it's not legal aloche because first of all, we don't pass in like Rabbi Yaakov. And even Rabbi Yaakov himself was chizer in Moses. But according to Rabbi Yaakov's original sheet, so Rashi Shita is that according to Rabbi Yaakov, so Rabbi Yehuda says that Chomet Shal Nochri is muter not only Ba'anoye, but it's muter even Ba'achile, and even on Pesach itself. Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Leilom Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah called Rabbi Yehuda. So then you ask, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so Chometz is Lachar Pelachas Mane, is Oser Midraitse Mitzadilav Lachar Pesach. So you Chometz Shal Nochi Lachar Pesach should be. Chometz Shal Nochi Shavah Olam HaPesach should also be Oser Midraitse. The answer is, Yalub Seher Da'achil and Miser Deri. Ma Seher Deri. Shal Choy Atarei. אבל אתרי יש על אחרים של בביה, אפסר דאכילה, של חוי אתו איכם, אבל אתרי איכם של אחרים של דבר. של אחרים של דבר. So the most nagmore is, אבל אתרי איכם של אחרים של דבר. But, Teitzvah is really kind of Rashi. Teitzvah says, that when Rav Achim Yaakov says, אבל אתרי איכם של אחרים של דבר, it means, חומץ לאחר הפסח של אחרים. So אתרי איכם. But on Pesach itself, shall achirim shall nochi. Yes, so it's losa. But Rashi Shiti is that I have a teich of achirim shall gavaya. So even on Pesach itself, according to Rav Achim Yaakov says, according to Rav Yehuda, you are allowed me the raise to eat chometz in Pesach. On Pesach itself, if the chometz is chometz of Egon. Achirim shall achirim shall gavaya. Oh, but then the question arises, so why does the Mishnah say Chomet Shal Nochri Shalom HaPesach Mutav Anoye, why dafke Anoye Yiv Machile? So we din hu Diboru Nisnaf Lech Lamishon Ay, the Nikton of Yisrael Osav Anoye Tumname Nochri Mutav Anoye But in Achaname that Shal Nochri is Mutav Yiv Machile we din but then the question arises so why does it say dafke Lachar HaPesach even on Pesach itself? And that Teisves will also say that in regard to Anoye, so according to Rabbi Yaakov, so Chomet Shal Nochri is Mutav Anoye, even on Pesach itself. Why do this? So why does the Mishnah say Dafke Lachar HaPesach? Say that now. Va'ayde Vitone Yisroel Lachar Uvidinu Dibonu Yisnafu V'seir Zmani Mutav Anoye. That everybody agrees. That according to Rabbi Yaakov, I live with Rabbi Yehuda. So, even on Pesach itself, Chomet Shal Nochri is Mutav Anoye. The machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos is whether it's mutar achila chomesh or achila pesach. We didn't do the boy who missed the hotel manta. I told him this for lachas manei, told him name the loch lachas manei. Now let's see the Rashi. He told name mishrim shore bar lachas manei. Hey, who am I to be today? I'm going to have to call lachas manei or sakro. We say the Israel come. Have the lochi shore. We have to say the achila chomesh. Gabel Yechal Miseir Beri Yau Zed Achir Kolem HaChomet Gabel Yechal Miseir Beri Mute Achem Tishon Nochi Abba Achir Veafilu Bipesach Nateir So Rashi points out that what the Yalfu says the Yechal of Seir from the Yechal of Bal Yoroi, another Yechal, from the Seir of Bal Yoroi. But, so we could say, maybe only Seir Shal Yochi is Muta, but Chometz not. So Rashi points out, Yau Yuchseh Da Achille doesn't mean that Ke Seir Shal Yochi, because there is no difference between Seir and Chometz. Kerim HaChometz, Gabal Yechal Yiseir Bevil, Umuta Achem Shal Yochi Abba Achille, Vafilu Pesach Nateir. Now Tais says, now let's see the cases right now. Because Rashi Shiki is a very strange sheep. So he says, we did not have to hear from the Mutter. Pio she Rashi Mutter Vache. Because the Efshah, so this is the Chathil S and Anakat. How can we visualize that one should eat Chometz of Yochri and that it shouldn't be his? Because the Efshah, if the Yehishah will be Shasachim, Dim no sali anochi hagi Yerushalay, so it is it, so the Chomesh on Yisrael. How can we visualize a case where Yisrael eats on Pesach itself, Chometz of Enochi, and the Chometz belongs to Enochi, not to the Yisrael. Monefshah, either he took it from the Nochi versus Nochi, to either, so that means the Nochi didn't wait for it. So it's already Chometz on Yisrael. Oh, he gazed that from Enoch. So if he gazed that from Enoch, so then he's chal v'chayes. Then he's chal v'chayes. Pesach Rashi v'lachim koshet v'yefshah. Yimu yishalei v'shasachim. Dim lo sara Enochi arei yishalei. Vim gozal m'nochi. Arei chayu v'achim yusei. So he has to pay. Lo igor arei chometz. Shechayu v'achim yusei. Dehavik yishalei. Dehavik yishalei. So we see from this day's verse, Achreini discuss it. I mean, it's mistabel like that, but Achreini still discuss it. Now, Gezel Akum is awesome, it rises. So does it mean only that it's awesome? In other words, it's Raveh. But the Chiyuv Tashlumim, let's say, if someone doesn't swam in Israel, so not only it's awesome, he's even sixth, he's Mechuyuv Tashlumim. So how Gabi Akum, if someone doesn't swam in Akum, so it's awesome, not here, but maybe he's not mechuyev tashlumin. It's only me, he said. It's there is a chiyuv tashlumin. So Achreini discussed it. But from this Teisa we have arrived. Teisa says, "Vimnos v'anochi ari yishalei, vimgoz v'anochi ari chayev achiyusei, v'vigor ha'mechomet shechayev achiyusei ari yishalei." So we see that there's lack of resources. So it means he's chayev tashlumin just as Kevin Yisrael is chayev tashlumin. So how can we visualize? How can we visualize a case where Israel eats and pays her Chometz Menoch? If it's Yeshus Israel, Yeshus Noch, so it's Noch, and if it's not Yeshus, so it's Israel, and if it's not, so it's Gezel, so it's Chayim Achayes. So even with Gabe Bal Yoroi, even with Gabe, Ligabi Bali Royal Bayer. Ligabi Bali Royal Bayer. So the mainly certainly, so there is no Yalfus. So we say, certainly the Chai. We go on the Chomet Chai of Yisra Rishoy. They will come and come out the Azma Tamay. We did the Chomet Chai of Pesa. We did the Pay Pesa Buf. We need on the river. We hold the Koma of the Chai of Mani Mutea. Hai the Banoi. We hold the Koma of the Echosho Acheri. Lambda. So it means about never be shocked. Oh, in am achas manikom. Um mi usa achas manikom, so this is me. That it's mutter, in mache, why is this is neide? Lachas manikom, monesha. If it is, this is not neide. We can be tales money, so why should there be different? So in other words, so tales money, there is a distinction according to Amachal Yaakov between Achil and Anoy. So why the Achaz money? There is no Achil. The answer is because tales money, so true, the tales money and Pesach, Chometz is also Achil and Chometz is also Anoy. But it's different in Suri. Achil is Chayv Kores. Anoy, he is not Chayv Kores. Whether it's Chayv Malk is not Chayv Malk is Machlokes Rashiim, but certainly no Kores. So Teir's money, even though Achil and Anoy are also, but it's two different issues. So the main way we can distinguish Mashiach Inki Lachas money, so there are no two different issues. It's the same Issa. And Lachas money, so essentially, it's an Issa of Anoy. And Achil is also, because every Achil also involves Anoy. So there is no special Israel. Tears money, there is a special Israel. It's true, I know it's also there, either because of Rabbuyah's Aloche or because of Cheskiah's Aloche. But it's two separate Israel. It's two separate Israel. Masha'inki, Lachas money, there are no two separate Israel. So it's basically the Israelites of Chomet Lachara Pesach is basically Israel. So Mele, since we have Yalfus Ligava Anoye, so the same Yalfus applies to Achim. We need a little body, or the comma, a few tears, man, look at Anoye, but the comma, but the face of him, and after the Hasmanicom, who me we shall be a kosher before you see Hapesa. Deal with Pode, also Bano. Now the same Yalfus is the Gabi shall be a. Deal with Pode is also Bano. So, in other words, so just about Anoye, it's a Hegdesh. Private opinion, so Dao is a Chometz Mehor. So it's also about Noyem Mitzad Menem Na'eresh. Vim Podei, Harei Yushalei, so it's not Shavolei. Vishemo Yeshuei, Ma'arabim Tetzi, a very simple teretz. Abo Aten Nerem Shavolei, Shavolei is a Chometz Abo Nisach Hegdesh Eich, Enoch Haname. It's, we can't visualize by Hegdesh that it shouldn't be in the Ramitza. But we are not concerned with Adam Yisroel. Who is concerned now with the Nisa of the Nisa Mila of the Nisa Nene and Mepham Hevish? We are concerned here with the Nisa of Chomet. So Kaden Pidyan. And if his Nene is not even the Nisa of Hanoi of Chomet, but in Achaname, he is even the Nisa Hanoi of Hevish. Now, in regard to Teisus Kasha and Vashi, how can we visualize that one should eat Chomet? That one should eat chometz and Pesach, and it should belong to Noach, because Moshe, if it wasn't, don't be shoes of the Noachid of Eileen. So is it Adlan the Israel? So it's Chai Bachai, it's Chai Bashur. And if it was, don't be shoes of the Noachid of Eileen. So the Noachid gave it away to him. The Noachid gave it away to him. So we can give it very simple parents. We can give it very simple parents. That Avnuim gives it parents. But that Eretz is only, is not a little Hilchus. Only according to Mandoma that Gezlachem is Mutter. So the Reim says that even according to Mandoma, Gezlachem is Mutter, but Shalei it isn't. Because it still goes. So maybe if it doesn't, but then it's not Chayiv HaChayis according to Mandoma that Gezlachem is Mutter. But Shalei it isn't. So title remains vested in the Akum. So maybe. So in my way, that's the Echadus. All right, but that's not how the Hilchus said, because we passed this place like we saw some at all. So, but, there's a very simple. In other words, in order to acquire a title, in something, so the violin, if it has a violin, so the violin must be machneh to that person. I mean, that's exactly the reason as to why the Rebbe says that he becomes Madama Gezlachim is Mutter, but Shalei it isn't. Why isn't Shalei? Because it's Gozal, so that means there is no Das Makne. So it doesn't make any difference whether it is Gozal or not Gozal. As long as the Bible says I am not Makne, So, if something is hefker, then it doesn't require any apnoe from the Baal, because it's hefker. All I have to do is to make a key. But if something